1, Daniel chapter 1 tonight, and I want to preach on this subject: are you spiritual enough?
Amen.
Are you spiritual enough? You see, the work of the Lord requires spirituality.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Faith promise requires spirituality. I worry about people who are not spiritual.
Yeah.
Now, I realize when you're out working, you're working. If you're talking about the Rangers, did they win or lose? You know, you're doing that. But if I'm around you any length of time, there ought to be something spiritual come out of your mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
I'm thinking of a man right now, claims he is saved. I ask him 3 or 4 times. But I never once, any time in my life, heard anything spiritual from him.
Yep.
Now, I hope he was sincere. I trust he's in heaven. But I wouldn't bet on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, by their fruits.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You shall know them.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know when you get away from the Word of God, you can be just carnal. Amen.
Yep. Come on. Yep.
But still, if you're saved, there ought to be something spiritual in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Yep. I want to be spiritual.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to be carnal. I want to be spiritual. I like to be around spiritual people.
Amen.
I like Brother Fogg. He's always talking about the Bible. We were talking about some things about the Bible just last night. And, you know, that's spiritual stuff.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yep.
And so I want to challenge you tonight, the book of Daniel, just some simple things. But you know what? It's the simple things.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That we stumble over.
Right. Yeah, come on.
Yep.
Yep.
Daniel chapter number 1, I want you to look in verse number 8, and then we'll pray. 1 verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Let's pray. Father, thank you today. I pray for your blessings, and what a good time we've had here this week. And I thank you, Lord, for this church and Brother Fogg and these missionaries, and what a blessing they've been. And Lord, but we need your help tonight. And we ask you, God, to just touch our hearts and our minds that we might be able to preach thy word. And Lord, I want to be a help. And I just don't want to be a sounding board. I want to help somebody. And so I pray, dear God, tonight that you'd fill me with the Spirit of God, that you'd use me and help me. And Lord, just speak to our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name we ask and we pray. Amen. Almost everybody here probably knows the story about Daniel, how that when he was a teenager, and that he was carried away into exile. The Babylonians came, they destroyed the temple in 586 B.C. And remember Zedekiah, the last king, he got his eyes poked out, and they carried Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, away into captivity. But you know what? This tells me not everybody that was carried away was carnal.
Yep.
Because we see here that these four men, Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, there was something very spiritual about them.
Yep.
You know what's sad is sometimes somebody that's spiritual has to suffer because of people that are not spiritual.
Yeah.
Sometimes a wife has to suffer because she has a husband that won't be spiritual.
Yeah.
Sometimes a husband has to suffer because he has a wife that won't be spiritual.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
And hey, sometimes parents have to suffer because they got kids that won't be spiritual. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes kids suffer because their parents won't be spiritual.
Yeah, come on.
Well, boy, we've had some good bus kids over the years, but they'd go home and had no encouragement from mom and dad. No example that was set before them. And but Daniel here, in verse number 8, we know that Daniel, that they wanted him to eat meat that was offered unto idols. But Daniel, and here's where it starts. It doesn't start here.
That's right.
Nope.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Your Christianity starts here.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
For with a heart man believeth, anybody can lip service. Amen.
Yep.
But it starts in your heart, and Daniel purpose in his heart. Hey, I think for every God, I don't care what they do. I'm not selling out on God. Amen. I'm going to stand for God. I'm going to live for him. That's what's right. He's blessed us. Amen. I don't care if Harry Lips the governor. Amen. We're going to serve God. Amen. Now, that's the kind of attitude he had. Amen. That's the Texas version of it right there. Amen.
Come on.
So, but Daniel purpose in his heart, they would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. And you know what? Now notice this. He was spiritual enough. Now get this. This is down here where we can understand. All right? Daniel was spiritual enough to say no.
Yeah.
He was spiritual enough to say, I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
That's not for me.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, we have lost our convictions in our churches today.
Right.
Can I tell you? Hey, there's still right and wrong. Amen. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. I heard a preacher just yesterday say, if it was wrong 50 years ago, it's still wrong today. Amen. God's, listen, I'm the Lord, I change not. Amen. His word hasn't changed. Amen. Unless you got one of them versions that's not inspired. Amen. Or you get you an inspired version of the word of God and it's not going to change. Amen. But you know, Daniel was spiritual enough in his life that he learned to say, no,
Amen.
I'm not going to do that.
That's right, preacher.
Hey, every teenager, every young person, you're going to have to learn.
Yes.
Y'all listening?
Yep. Come on.
Y'all listening to the preaching?
Yep.
You have to learn to say no.
Because
your friends are going to say, come over here, let's do this, let's smoke a cigarette. Can I tell you, my friends have got me in more trouble than I ever dreamed. Amen. Amen. Because nobody taught me how to say no. Amen. Nobody taught me that it was right to say no. Amen. Nobody taught me that God had blessed me and God could strengthen me if I just learned to say, no, I'm not going to do that. How about, no, I'm not missing church.
Amen.
No. I'm not going to not put my tithe in. Amen? Is that a double something or another? I don't know. Amen? 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 Hey, but we need to learn to say no. He's just saying, amen. We need to learn to say no. No, I'm not listening to that song.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen, preacher. Amen. Yeah. He said, but it's a faith promise. Hey, I'm telling you, if you get yourself right spiritually, your faith promise is going to be okay. Amen. If your heart's right with the Lord. Amen. So we got to learn here. We got to learn like Daniel did. Right, listen, can you? Are you spiritual enough? And by the way, that is a spiritual decision.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Amen.
Yep.
To absolutely say no.
Yep.
I'm not going to do that.
That's right.
Boy, no wonder God bless this young man. Because he purposed in... Yep. Can I tell you, all the trash flows downstream.
That's right.
And if you're going to go upstream, it's going to take some effort on your part.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
And you're going to have no conviction in your life to say, I'm not doing that.
Amen.
I'm not going there. I'm not watching that.
Come on.
I'm not listening to that.
Yeah,
amen, preacher. Now, preacher, you're just one of them legalists. No. You know what? I believe in holiness. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, be ye holy for I am holy.
Amen.
And can I tell you, there's nothing wrong with godly living. Amen. There's nothing wrong with old-fashioned holy living. Amen. That's what God requires with us. Amen, preacher. Amen. We need a revival of that in our land today.
Amen.
His spiritual enough, this young man, say no.
Yep.
Come on, that's right.
He said, I don't want to eat that king's meat. Now, you know the story where he went to the ruler over the main guy, and he said, man, we don't want to do this. And he said, I'll tell you what you do, is you let us have those beans or pulse or whatever it was, and let us eat that instead. He used wisdom.
Yep.
Amen. And then, when it all said done, they were 10 times better.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Amen. Hey, you're 10 times better if you never go into sin.
That's right.
Amen.
You're 10 times better if you never smoke.
Yep.
You're 10 times better if you never drink. Amen.
Yeah.
You're 10 times better if you never look at pornography. Amen.
Yeah.
You're 10 times better, amen, if you never take drugs. Amen.
Yeah.
You're 10 times better if you never commit immorality. Amen.
Amen.
You're 10 times better if you learn and you're spiritual now to say no.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
By the way, the devil is leading a generation of young people in this country to hell. Because, and they think saying no is just, man, that's crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on.
You know what I think? I think we don't have enough people saying no.
That's right.
That's right.
We don't have enough people saying no.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
So I want to challenge you. You say no where you need to say no.
Amen.
And most of you know where to say no.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Now, chapter 2, I want you to look at verse 17. Chapter 2, verse 17, and we're going to hurry along right here. Chapter 2, verse 17. And the Bible says, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known unto Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire the mercies of God, the God of heaven, concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the men of Babylon. Now, here's what happened. Here's Daniel. There they were in the king. They were counselors. Counselors to the king, and the king dreamed a dream, and he called the musicians. He said, "Tell me my dream." They said, "Okay, tell us what you saw." And they said, "No, I'm not going to tell you what I saw."
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough one right there. Amen. Amen. Interpret my dream. Interpret my dream, and they never saw the dream. Wow, that's a tough one right there. And the king, he said, "Okay. That's it, boys. You don't tell me the dream, I'm going to ask you right there. That's it. Curtains for you. Amen?"
Yep, come on.
And so Daniel went to his friends and he said, "You know what, fellas? It's praying time.
Amen.
We need to seek the mercies of God."
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Boy, what a desperate situation. They're going to be killed.
Yep. Yes,
I don't think that king was going to back up. I mean, hey, you tell me the dream what I dreamed, and then you give me the interpretation, or I'm going to kill you. That's impossible. Well, it is, except with God.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Can I ask you a question? Are you spiritual enough?
Come on, come on.
To pray.
Yeah. Come on.
When things get difficult.
Yep. Yep. That's good.
In your life.
Amen.
I'm glad.
Well,
I've got a friend.
Yep.
That's sticking closer.
Amen.
Than a brother.
Amen.
I'm glad that I can cast my burdens upon the Lord.
Yes.
And He will sustain me.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I can cast all care upon Him.
Yep.
For He careth for me.
Amen.
You know what I'm afraid a lot of times? We carry stuff that we're not supposed to carry.
Yep. Oh, yes.
And we bear heavy burdens and trials that we don't unload on the Lord Jesus.
Yep.
Well, preacher, I prayed about it. Yeah, but did you get an answer?
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, I'm almost afraid there's a lot of people that's not on very good praying ground.
Come on.
If I regard iniquity in my heart,
yep,
the Lord will not hear me. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
My hand is not shortened, neither my ears heavy that I cannot hear.
Yeah.
But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear.
Yep.
You say, "Preacher, why don't God answer my prayer? I'm crying out to Him." It might be there's something between you and God that needs to be taken care of.
Amen.
Come on, preacher, preach. Amen.
And it might be that you're not really surrendered to God.
Come on.
And you just want God as a vending machine.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You see, we want to use God, but God wants to use us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's good.
That's how a lot of people see God.
Yep.
I mean, they see God as, okay, I'm sick, heal me. I need money, give it to me.
Yep.
You know, Lord, help. Lord, I need a new boat, give me that. Amen. And then just use God as, give me, give me, give me. My name is Jimmy, give me. Amen. But it's more to prayer than that.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You can get from God, but you got to give to God.
Yes.
Boy, I love that story in the Old Testament. I love the story of Hannah.
Oh yeah,
Hannah and had a good husband, but he also had two wives. And man, I don't advise that at all. Amen. And I don't know what fellow in his right mind would want two wives. Amen. I love the one I got. Amen. Amen. But two wives. Now that I'm not sure about that. Amen. But Hannah wanted the child. God wouldn't give her one.
Yeah. Come on.
She go, I think if anybody earnestly prayed, she prayed.
Yes, sir.
Man, she cried. And year after year, she went down there when they went to the tabernacle. She'd say, Oh, God, I don't know what's wrong. Lord, would you please give me a baby? But wait a minute. Then it dawned on her, God spoke to her, and she said, I tell you what, God, if you'll give me a baby, I'll give him to you.
Come on.
Could it be tonight that God's not hearing some of our prayers? Is because God has something He wants from you.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. And you're not giving it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Maybe it's your life.
Help us.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
See, a lot of people are saved, but they're not surrendered.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem in our churches today. People are saved, but they're not surrendered to God.
That's right.
I believe this. Everybody ought to go to the altar in their life and say, here I am, God.
Amen.
I'm yours.
Amen.
I'm yours.
Amen.
Hey, that's where spirituality starts.
Yep.
Yep.
Are you spiritual enough to pray like these men prayed?
Come on.
Hey, they already learned how to say no.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
And they begged for the mercy, and they went. And notice they asked for the mercies of God, boy. And notice that they would desire the mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret. And Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. In the Old Testament, God uses vision and dreams to speak to His people.
Amen.
Wow. What an answer to prayer.
Amen. Brother.
Can I ask you a question? When's the last time you got a prayer answered? When's the last time you got a real prayer answered? Our God delights, I believe, in answering prayer.
Amen.
Can I just stop here a minute? I'm getting bogged down, but I feel like I need to hold this row a little bit. Are we praying the right prayers?
Come on, preacher.
Are we asking amiss? Are we really praying the way the Holy Ghost wants us to pray?
Amen.
Come on.
Are we praying the way the Bible instructs us to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the flesh dwelleth no good thing. Yes. Can I tell you, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities.
Yes, sir.
For we know not what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit of God maketh intercession with groanings we cannot be uttered. A lot of times I'll pray and I'll kneel down and I'll say, Holy Spirit of God, please help me pray.
Yeah.
The Lord, I'm not sure. I don't know what exactly I need, but I need something from you. God, I pray. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me pray.
Amen.
He makes intercession for us.
Yeah. That's right.
You see, prayer is more than just, okay, God, give it to me.
Come on.
Now, I want to say this. I don't think we ever demand anything from God.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you notice they went and they said, by the mercies of God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. You're just like me. You don't deserve anything.
Well, that's right.
Mercy is the door that opens up where we can go in and find grace with God.
Amen.
Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. And I learned to do this in my prayer life. Oh, God, be merciful to me.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm not coming because I deserve this.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Are you listening?
Come on.
I'm not coming because I'm special.
Right. Come on.
I'm coming, Lord, on one basis alone.
Yeah.
You're a merciful God.
Amen.
Amen. And His mercy is renewed every morning. Amen. And so I'm going to come to God through His mercies. Amen.
Amen.
And find grace.
Yeah. Come on.
To help in time of need.
Yeah, that's good.
Come on, preach.
Are you spiritual enough to pray right? Are you spiritual enough to say no? When you need to say no.
Yeah.
You see, I've seen a lot of young people over the years, but I haven't seen that many that are really spiritual. How many of them now when they get out of high school, they're gone?
Yeah, come on.
They're out in the world.
Yes, sir.
Yep. You know, one of the problems is they never were spiritual.
Yes, sir.
They were riding on the coattails of their youth director, their preacher, and their parents.
Come on, preacher.
My daughter said it this way. We asked her one time, and Carrie's her name. I said, Carrie, why don't young people serve God? Like, and he said, Daddy, they don't have a heart for God.
Yep.
Help us, Lord.
Yep. That's right.
All goes back to here, doesn't it?
That's right.
Amen. Now in this same chapter, look at verse 45. Are you spiritual enough to say no? Are you spiritual enough to pray right? And look at verse number 45. Let me make sure that's the right verse here that I got. Yes, 45. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king, what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Daniel was telling the king the dream.
Yep, amen.
Boy, until that king perked up when he heard that. Hey, I can tell you. But notice what he said. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. What he was doing is say, wow, you're this kind of superhuman guy. I mean, you're like the gods. We're going to offer a sacrifice to you. Nobody could do that. See, the king made something real hard. But notice the answer in verse 47. Then the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing that thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts. Now listen to me this. Are you spiritual enough to give God the glory for every good thing that's happened in your life?
Amen.
God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Are you spiritual enough to give God the glory for your salvation?
Yes, sir.
Are you spiritual enough to give God the glory for your health?
Amen.
Yep. Your family? Hey, there's some rotten families out there today.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yep. I mean, there's some dysfunctional families out there today. But if you got a good one, give God the glory.
Amen.
Don't you stick out your chest and say we're special. Don't you say, well, we're smarter than them. No, you give God the glory.
Amen.
Because it's only by the grace of Almighty God that you have what you have. Are you spiritual enough to give God the glory?
Come on, preach it.
If I ever preach a good sermon, I make it a habit to fall on my face and say, dear God, may all the glory go to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I know the truth. You know what I know, preachers? You can't preach a leak unless God shows
up.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
You'll stammer and falter.
That's right.
It'll be ineffective.
Yep.
I don't care how intellectually minded you are. If God doesn't show up, it's not going to get done.
Yep. That's
and right. If God doesn't give us the messages and touch our hearts, it's not going to help the people. Amen.
Right. Amen.
You see, everything comes from above to us.
Amen.
That's right.
And we give it out, and it goes back to Him.
Amen.
Boy. Yes. We just need to give God the glory.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Amen. From Him, for Him, and to Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, preacher. Are you spiritual enough to give? Hey, that's important. Now, wait a minute. You say, well, preacher, that's important to God.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Man's running around down here on this little planet thinking, look at me, ain't I something?
Come on.
Yep.
I'm so smart that I'm an atheist.
Yeah.
No, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. The fool. God called you a fool if you say that. Amen. I didn't say that. God called you a fool. Amen.
Yeah.
So the Bible says call a man a fool. I didn't. God called him that. Amen.
That's right.
How foolish, amen. But you know what? It's so easy to get lifted up, isn't it?
Come on.
Yep.
Preach.
Uh-huh. But God resisteth the proud.
That's right.
And He giveth grace to the humble.
Yep.
And if you're going to give God the glory for whatever in your life, amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Can I just stop and preach a minute? I'm going to. Amen.
Well,
amen.
Yeah,
amen. You know what? You know why we don't worship God like we should? Because we're not humble.
Right. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yep.
And can I tell you, even in the instances when we're not happy and things are going bad, that's when we need to worship God the most.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right. You remember the Old Testament when David got ran off the throne by his son Absalom?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a big deal. They chased David and his men off and everything, made a big spectacle of it.
Yep.
Here was David. He went from the temple, from the city of Zion. He went down to the Brook Kidron and up the Mount of Olives. And while he was going up the Mount of Olives, you know what he did? I mean, things are bad. They couldn't get any worse. He stopped and worshiped.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm prone to do when bad things happen in my life? Well, God, why are you picking on me?
Uh-huh. Come on.
God, why do I have to go through this?
Yeah.
Why me, Lord? I hadn't done anything wrong. I'm not throwing rocks at you.
Yes. Come on, preacher. Yeah. Come on.
You know, David didn't do that.
That's right.
You know, Job, when he lost everything he had, you know what he did? He worshiped God.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you at tonight? Things not going right? Maybe it's worship time in your life.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need to get out and start worshiping God like you're supposed to. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever been to the altar and not prayed for anything but just went up there to worship God and say, "Oh God, what a mighty God you are. What a great God you are. Oh, my Redeemer. Oh, my buckle, my shield, my sword." Amen.
Yeah.
Have you ever just worshiped God and give Him the glory in your life? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
You know, if I have somebody, all they do is come to me and want somebody to say, "Here they come again," I usually hide. Amen, preacher. Amen. I want you to turn to chapter 4, verse 19. Chapter 4, verse 19. Chapter 4, verse 19. Nebuchadnezzar, the great king, had a dream. And he saw a big tree, and the tree got cut off. And all that was left was a stump. And he told this dream to Daniel, and he wanted Daniel to interpret the dream. But it wasn't a dream that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to hear. And so here in verse number... In 19, chapter 4, verse 19. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was a stone for 1 hour. And his thoughts troubled him. Then the king spake and said, "Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee." Belteshazzar answered and said, "My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies." And then he told him he was going to be like a beast of the field. And he was going to go out and lose his kingdom for 7 years. Can you imagine telling the king that?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, are you spiritual? Now, there's a principle here. Are you spiritual enough to be honest about the Word of God?
Wow.
And what God says? And honest enough to tell the truth to whoever?
Yeah, come on.
That's good.
You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
Yes,
that's good.
Are you spiritual enough to receive the truth and to tell the truth?
That's good.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
When you don't want to do something and a friend keeps by, tell them the truth.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to do that because it would dishonor my Lord.
Right. Sure, man.
Yeah.
Are you spiritual enough to tell people the truth? Well, you know what? I just might offend them.
Come on.
You know, we got to get over that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, I don't think you ought to be offensive or ugly or anything like that. And I'm not when I go soul winning. And now sometimes I'll answer somebody and I'll tell them the truth, but I try to do it in a good manner, you know. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yep.
But we just need to be honest, don't we?
Yes,
sir. Amen.
I remember was at a family reunion one time, and my step granddad was there. My granddad on my dad's side died when he is 65 or 66, my age. And later, my grandmother got remarried. She's a good, godly woman. And I got to give her away at the wedding. Isn't that something? I give my grandmother away. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thought that was something. You know, hey, I gave my grandmother away. You know, like I had fun with that. Amen. But, lost my train of thought here. I'll get back to it in a minute. Amen. And but anyway, was it? Oh yeah, it was the family reunion. But my step granddad was spiritual enough. He just got in the family. Now you got to my grandmother had 10 kids.
Wow.
We used to meet out at my dad's farm for a family reunion. They'd camp out, you know, in campers and tents, and we'd barbecue. And I remember one time we got up for a meal, and somebody asked my step-granddad to ask the blessing. His name was Leland Smith. He started crying. Brother Ward, I appreciate it. I've been surrendered to preach 2 or 3 years, and I appreciate what he said. He got up, started crying. He said, "I don't know how many of you are saved, but I want you to know you need to get saved before you die and go to hell."
Amen.
Yeah.
He was bold enough and honest enough to tell them the truth. Isn't that good? You know, sometimes we just, don't say anything, you know. And so, you know, they may get a little upset. Hey, look, I love you, but I'm going to tell you something. Yep. If you don't get saved, you're not going to go to heaven.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, preach it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, you don't have to be ugly about it.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that's the way Jesus did.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's move on. Amen. Are you spiritual enough? Turn to chapter 5, verse 18. Chapter 5 and verse 18. Chapter 5 and verse number 18. Boy, I wish I had time to develop all this, but I don't. We're just going to get part of it. O thou King, the Most High God, gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. For the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and language trembled in fear before him. Whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But notice that down here, he was telling this to Belteshazzar, who was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. And he was telling him this, and he was telling them about how his grandfather feared God, but they were eating and drinking, and they brought the vessels from the temple out, and they were defiling them. And notice this, and then notice this in verse 2. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. Can you imagine a hand appearing on the wall and writing on the wall? Many, many tinkle you, Farzan. And the king said, "What in the world does that say?" And the queen said, "Well, you know, there's a man here that hath an excellent spirit." So they went and found him. He's an old man at that time. They went and found him, and they said, "What does this say?" Before he said that, he preached him a sermon. Amen. Yeah, isn't that good? Amen. He preached him a sermon.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, you've been found in the balances. You've been weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Are you spiritual enough to understand that our God is a God of judgment?"
Wow. That's good.
Olsteen's crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
I don't think they understand that.
No, preach, bro. Preach.
Nope.
You said, why? Because their preacher's not preaching it.
Nope. Yeah. Right.
How are they going to know?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I have ever right in this world to preach against your sin.
Yes, right.
Because I've been called by God Almighty.
Amen.
I've been commissioned by Him.
Amen.
That's right.
I've been ordained of God to preach that book.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
But you know, we got preachers nowadays.
Come on, preach it.
They're afraid to say what's right and what's wrong.
Come on, preach it.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I let our church know homosexuality is a wicked sin.
Amen.
Preacher.
It's an abomination to God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
And I don't care what they say on ABC, CBS, or NBC, or Fox News. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, abortion's wrong. It's wicked. It's murder. And God's going to judge this country for that.
Amen.
Can I tell you? If you got coolers in your icebox, you're not right with God.
Uh-oh. Amen.
Amen, preacher. Oh,
man.
Amen. You're watching them R-rated movies at home, you're not right with God. Amen. God, hey, preacher, why are you doing that? To make us feel bad? No, because judgment's coming. Amen. Judgment's coming. Amen.
Amen, preacher. That's right.
You know, the book of Revelation says 1/3 of the earth's going to be burned up with fire. It's not Europe.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's not Russia.
Right.
Well, where's it at? Yeah. I tell you where I think it's at. Yeah. I think we're sitting on it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I do. Judgment's coming. Amen. It can start tonight. Amen. Right. Amen. Are you spiritual enough to? Hey, you know why I don't drink and smoke and carouse and all that stuff? Because I'm going to tell you why. I fear God. Amen.
Amen.
I fear God.
Amen.
Do you know what the fear of the Lord is?
Yep. Come on. Preach it.
Hey, the fear of the Lord is afraid of what God might do if I do this.
That's right.
But it's also something else. I'm also afraid of God, of what God might not do if I don't do what's right.
Right.
It's twofold. The fear of the Lord. Amen. It's the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Hey, you're not bigger than God. Hey, you can't hide from God. Amen. Hey, there's nowhere you can get away from Him. Amen. God's going to catch up with you. Amen. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you... Amen, preacher. God's going to get you one day.
Amen.
Nothing swept under the rug. I said nothing swept under the rug.
Amen.
Help us.
But He forgives sin.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We confess our sins, His faithful and just to give us our cleanse from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Aren't you glad we got a forgiving God?
Sir.
Are you spiritual enough to understand judgment? Hey, there's some Christians are not.
No.
Right.
Man, I mean, they do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, people leaving their family, running off, meeting somebody on the internet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Going out drinking and stuff like that, and they think, well, you know. But the problem is, they're not spiritual enough. Here's what I'm talking about. They're not spiritual enough to discern that God will judge them.
Yeah,
man, that's right.
You're looking at a preacher who fears God.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Come on, amen.
Man, I'm telling you,
that's what's missing.
I don't want to mess with God.
No.
Amen.
Be sure your sin will find you out.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, that verse scares me.
Amen.
He said, be sure.
Come on.
We've lost the fear of God.
That's right. Sure. That's right, preacher.
Boy, we need to get it back. Amen.
Yeah,
amen,
sir.
Are you spiritual enough to understand judgment? Well, I think Daniel was. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, let's get one more and we'll quit here. In Daniel chapter 9, and I want you to look there at verse number 4. This is an unusual chapter because Daniel here is talking to God. But you know what he's doing? Look at verse 3, chapter 9, verse 3. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek my prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, wait a minute, did you see that word? I made my what?
Confession.
Yep.
Now, watch this. Are you spiritual enough to confess your sins to God? That's a spiritual thing.
That's right.
That's a spiritual thing. You know, Lord, forgive my sins. You know, I think we need to be more specific than that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Lord, forgive me for being gripey at my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't get many amens. Lord, forgive me for overreacting to my kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Yep.
Yes.
Lord, forgive my lack of faith.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Lord, forgive me for not reading my Bible.
Yep. Well, come on, preacher.
Come on. Amen.
Come on. Preach. Help us.
That's good.
Lord, you know that I told so and so that, but that's not exactly like what happened.
Come on.
Come on.
You know, we don't deal with sin anymore.
No.
That's right.
We just say, amen.
Come on, preach it.
Oh, but that's just so little. It's not in God's eyes.
Yeah.
Our God is so holy. His eyes are too pure to look upon evil.
Right.
We, you know what? We forgot we got a holy God.
Right. Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what man is doing today? We're bringing God down. We're making him a casual God. Right. Amen.
Come on.
And you know what? We're putting a polo shirt on him for him to speak to us.
Come
amen.
Come
instead
on.
Of a suit and a tie. Amen.
Help us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen.
Help.
Amen.
Help.
I'll help you right there. Amen. Amen.
Well,
are you spiritual enough to repent?
Yep.
When you sin, amen. When's the last time you repented of anything?
Help us.
Hey, kids, you been meaning your brother or sister? You ought to repent to God. That's a sin, amen. You ought to be acting right, amen.
Come on.
Amen, preacher.
Come on, preacher.
You know, we like preaching until it gets right close to us. Amen?
Come on, preach.
Well, I got one more and I'll be through. Daniel 12:2. Daniel 12:2. Are you spiritual enough? Are you spiritual enough to understand the future? Look at Daniel 12, verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now listen to me. Unspiritual people live like they're staying right down here. But spiritual people live like they're leaving.
Amen.
I'm leaving.
That's good.
Amen.
I don't know when, but I'm going.
Amen.
And I don't have to pack. And I don't have to fill the car with gas.
Amen.
I don't have to get any extra cash. Amen. Amen. I don't even have to ask the... Well, where's that at?
Yeah.
I don't have to know. All I know is I'm leaving.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
When that trumpet blows, I'm out of here.
Glory to God.
You see, I believe that song that we sing.
Yep.
Yes.
This world is not my home.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm just passing through. Amen. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Let go.
Amen.
Yep.
Let go of this old world. Amen.
Amen.
Set your affection on things above and not on things in the earth, for your life is hid with Christ in God.
Yeah, that's right. Preach it, brother.
That's good.
Amen.
Are you spiritual enough to see where we're headed?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Amen.
Oh, things are happening over there in Israel, man. People all worry. We got all them already. All them. I ain't worried about that. Jesus is coming. Amen. Amen. Oh, get ready. Amen. Can I tell you? Woo! Glory to God. Wouldn't it be wonderful, Brother East, if we was in that crowd that just got out of here. Amen. Met the Lord in the air. Amen. Hallelujah. You said, preacher, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And can I tell you, not one jot or tittle will pass away until all be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Are you spirit? Hey, now we are the sons of God.
Amen.
It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
Amen.
And every man that hath this hope in Him shall purify himself even as He is pure. Hey, I'm going to live right. I'm going to serve God.
Yep.
I'm going to do what's right, because Jesus is coming. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to be ready when He comes. Amen. I want Him to be pleased with me when He comes. Amen.
Yep.
But you got to be spiritual.
Lord.
Come on, preach.
Unspiritual people, preaching like this, they just go, when's He going to be through?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Man, I'm hungry. I want to go home and eat.
Oh, come on, preach it.
Uh-oh.
Need you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Boy, that ought just get your blood coming,
amen.
That ought just get things. Oh, glory to God, He's coming, amen.
Amen.
Ever wrong, it's going to be right.
Amen.
When the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords
comes,
it'll be worth it all.
That's right.
When we see Jesus. I'm through, but let me ask you this. Are you as spiritual as you should be?
Come on, appreciate it.
That's good. Help us, Lord.
Are you spiritual enough to say no? Are you spiritual enough to pray? Are you spiritual enough to understand judgment? Are you spiritual enough to know the future? Are you spiritual enough to give God the glory in your life? I got to work on me.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, come on.
Me too, bro.
I got to spend some time on my knees.
Yeah.
I said, dear God, I need You.
Amen.
In fact, I believe you get spiritual by staying in His Word and staying on your knees.
That's, right.
That's the only place you're going to be spiritual.
Amen.
You mean, Lord, I need You.
Yes.
You know, in the Old Testament, they cried out to God. When's the last time you heard a church crying out to God?
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Saved it in Texas.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, God's the one that has to do it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
God has to do it. If anything, if anybody gets saved in Croatia, God's doing it.
Yep,
right.
But God takes volunteers.
Amen.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let's pray, Lord. We love You tonight. Lord, I pray You'd bless the message. Just simple message, God. But I pray, dear God, You'd help us to be spiritual. And Lord, I know in my own life,